This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Packing is going on right now. It's going on with Republicans packing the court now. It's not constitutional what they're doing.
Implicit in the Constitution is that the Senate will act on its constitutional responsibility of giving its advice and consent. But they, in my view, are required to give the nominee a hearing and a vote.
So far, most Senate Republicans have refused to even meet with Judge Garland, which means they've also refused to do their job and hold a hearing on his nomination. This is an abdication of the Senate's responsibility.
We hope the saner heads in the Republican Party will prevail on Chuck Grassley and on Mitch McConnell to do their job.
This is someone of great merit, a consensus candidate, who this fine public servant deserves a hearing.
They're not being fair, and they're certainly not living up to the historic precedent of the Senate, which has never, never refused a hearing to a presidential nominee.
We've taken an oath to uphold the Constitution. Some of us better sit down there quietly and say, when we raised our hand to God, did we mean it or did we?
The court should not be dragged down into the ordinary morass and muck of partisan politics. And here, again, the Republicans, in fact, are shutting down the government.
President Obama has done his job and nominated Merrick Garland to be the ninth justice. It's time for the Senate Republicans to do their job.
It's always interesting to watch Democrats have to eat their own words, eat their young fratricide, what do they call it? Not fratricide, infanticide. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to it. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Lots to talk about. Amy Coney Barrett is obviously up for nomination to the Supreme Court. I don't believe I've seen anybody more qualified than her. And I've counseled Democrats as much as I can. I play Dr. Phil with them all the time. Well, how's that working out for you? And I play Dr. Phil with them, and I say, why do you guys keep going through these, you know, this nonsense? So here's what the Democrats want you to believe. They want you to believe that if they were controlling the Senate right now, that they would pass Amy Coney Barrett through, that they would get a hearing. And they wouldn't. They flatly wouldn't do it. And so McConnell, who didn't do it when Barack Obama was in place, and we know why, it was politics. This is hardball politics. This is not like, oh, let's be fair because of this or that. This is what is best for the country. If we believe our ideology is best for the country, why would you, quote, play fair? You are playing fair. You control the Senate. We did at the time Merrick Garland. So why would we let him get through? Why would we give Barack Obama three Supreme Court justices? It's insane. You have the ability to give Donald Trump three. You control the Senate. Why wouldn't you? It makes no sense to do anything otherwise. That is why we vote. As Barack Obama says, elections have consequences. Well, no, that's Bill Clinton.
Elections have consequences.
Barack Obama says, elections have consequences. Well, I can't do Obama right now, but you know what I'm saying. Elections have consequences. And they do. So we get Amy Barrett going, and I warned the Democrats. I said, guys, leave her alone. Don't bother Amy Barrett Cohen. Or, I'm sorry, Coney Barrett. I was thinking of Sacha Baron Cohen. Borat. I said, leave her alone. For a variety of reasons, I talked about this early on in the show when she was first on the list to be nominated. I said, leave Mother Teresa alone. Not only is she eminently qualified, and did she prove that? Whoa, are you watching these questioning? She's straightening Cory Booker. You don't understand process, Senator Booker. This is the way this works. She is a true constitutional lawyer. Not like Barack Obama, Mr. Associate Professor, let's beef up his resume, Joe Biden plagiarism, and a host of other things. No, it's not. It's none of those things. She's legit. Too legit to quit. Hey, hey. So you got this woman that's up there and they're trying to trick her. You can't trick her when she doesn't know something. You know what I really like about her? Somebody, Hirono, little crazy woman from Hawaii, she says, well, there's a statute of this or that. And Amy Coney Barrett said, well, you taught me something. I don't know that case law, but here's what I do know. And she goes on to spank him. Klobuchar looks stupid. It's funny how, it wasn't Hirono. I don't know who it was, but she says, you taught me something. I wasn't aware of that case law. But Hirono, have you sexually harassed anyone? I ask every candidate this. Have you sexually done this? Have you sexually done that? Have you sexually, do you put condoms on bananas? It was insane to watch her. And it's like I said, look, if Barack Obama had nominated this woman and she was giving the answer she gave, I would accept it. See, I think the partisan nature of this thing is so bad. We know that Sotomayor and Kagan are absolutely going to vote for the left. They aren't even going to consider our positions. They just go, nope, no good. You should consider people because of their sexuality, and you should consider people because of intersectionality, and there are extenuating circumstances. No, there's not. There's no extenuating circumstances to human behavior. I mean, you can go, well, this person was raised differently or whatever, but let me tell you, at its core, right is right and wrong is wrong. And that's why when Amy Coney Barrett was talking about Dred Scott, she's like, yeah, there are universals. And then there are things that where there's still a debate. And do you understand that the Democrats are still debating on killing a baby in the womb is not considered universally bad. We're still debating this. But we no longer debate if having slaves is a bad thing. We know you shouldn't have slaves, at least not against their will. If somebody wants to be your slave, that's up to you. Because I still say, if you want to be a slave, I accept pretty much all offers. If you want to do it. So anyway, she's holding her own. She's crushing it. There's lots going on today besides Amy Coney Barrett, who will be the next Supreme Court Justice of the United States. I'll talk a little bit more about her. There's also, I keep telling you guys, there's much more to come. And we'll cover that and others today. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let me ask you something. If the Democrats were in control of the Senate right now, and Trump was president, and he wanted to nominate a justice, what do you think they'd say?
Well, I think they'd do the same thing they did in 2016. They do it.
That's what they did. That's my point. That's why nobody cares what the Democrats are saying now.
No. I think they do exactly what they did in 2016. You can say what you want about Democrats. Democrats usually wet the bed. They're not as strategic when it comes to politics.
You think they give Trump justice after what happened with Merrick Garland?
I think if I think they abide by... It's different because Democrats did not make the promise. See, you keep comparing things that aren't equal. Democrats did not make the same promise in 2016.
It wasn't a promise.
Democrats were on the other side. They said...
It wasn't a promise. Okay. It was a BS rationale to explain what they were doing to deprive him of power.
Semantics. They didn't allow his nominee to go through. They wouldn't even have a hearing. They said, we're not going to do it. So that wasn't Democrats doing that. That was Republicans doing it. And if you come on this side, I don't know what Democrats would do.
Democrats back in 2016...
It would not mean that they were being hypocritical if they did.
They are being
It would be the same. They would have the same stance.
No,
Democrats.
They don't. Klobuchar and Biden back then, not Biden. Klobuchar and others back then were saying, "Hey, you've got to have a full bench. You've got to have a full bench
because of what." The Republicans did in 2016. Democrats didn't do that in 2016. If Democrats actually put the person, wanted the person that was in office now to do it, they would be making the same choice. They would be consistent with their principles.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
And I think that most people don't agree with that idea, which is why they don't care about the difference between left and right. See, until you have a group of people that decide to consistently be better than what they reject, you're going to have people in the exact position they are right now, Don, which is no matter what happens, everybody sticks
to their
team.
We're going to have to blow up.
Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon going at it. Don Lemon is truly one of the dumbest dudes on the planet. And I got to admit, Chris Cuomo, he nails it. Democrats would hold up the, and I said this earlier, Democrats would definitely hold up anybody that the Republicans put in place. Donald Trump, it would have been a repeat of 2016. No, everybody knows it. And so the Republicans have finally said, you know what? There's no sense in playing by the rules. But here's the difference. At least we bring principled people who know what they're talking about. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about Amy Coney Barrett. We got a ton more, too, because I want to tell you guys. I've been warning you. I've been telling you about things that are going to come. And I'm going to reiterate some of it. But anyway, for right now, I'm going to cover Amy Barrett. Coney Barrett, and the reason is Amy is a person that the Democrats need to leave alone. And she's going to be the next Supreme Court justice because the woman is a saint. The Democrats, well, anybody that's trying to get to the next level now, you've got to be thinking years ahead. You're already thinking, okay, I need to go to Ivy League, I need to clerk for get the best clerking job I can get. I need to then make sure that my career is built. You know, they're already doing the stair step. And Amy Coney Barrett did it better than anybody. I mean, federal court judge. It was in consideration last time. Smart as a whip. She's just flippity flopping the Democrats around like nothing. These hearings are such a foregone conclusion. They're a waste of American time, of American taxpayer time, taxpayer money and time. But, you know, we got to do it for the pomp and circumstance, but it's ridiculous. Anyway, Democrats can't attack a woman. There is no, and I did a video about this, and I'm going to give you the gist of it. You can't attack a woman who's done it by the book. Amy Coney Barrett didn't sleep her way to the top like Kamala Harris. She did it by the book. She studied hard. She knows her craft. She's better at it than practically anybody. She is in that very small sliver of people that you can put up at the very top and you can feel confident that she knows what she's doing. Do you know how rare that is? Well, it's like a mechanic, the guys that get to work in the pit crews of NASCAR or Formula One. These are the creme de la creme. That's what the Supreme Court represents. And this woman, compare her to Sotomayor Kagan and get out of my face, man. This woman is so qualified, it's ridiculous. And how are you going to attack her? How are you going to attack her, Me Too movement? Hirono, have you ever sexually harassed anyone or did anything untoward? What are you talking about? Of course not. And neither did Justice Kavanaugh or any of the ones before them. And neither did Clarence Thomas. So there's no attacking Barrett on that. So what are you going to do? Women's movement wants to have their cake and eat it too. It's not going to happen. You either say, we're proud of you, woman, regardless of where this occurs, because you would think, I don't even think it, Amy Coney Barrett is going to represent women well. If I were a guy, I mean, I am a guy. I mean, if I had the same plight, if men had the same plight as women in this respect, I'd be happy that a guy made it. It's like, you know, as a black person, I guess they want to say, well, Kevin, you should be happy that Obama made it. I go, I am happy that Obama made it. I always knew a black person would. I wish it had been somebody better. But see, women can't say that about Barrett. She is the creme de la creme. You could say that about Kagan. You know, I'm glad a woman was selected. I just wish they'd had somebody with judicial experience. But they can't go after her for that. She's got it. So here's what I'm saying to the leftist women that listen to the program, and I know you do because you find me so overwhelmingly sexy. But that's, you know, don't fight the feeling. For the leftist women out there, you have to recognize other women. You can't just say, she's a conservative, because then you blow it. Then you let people know the real ruse of your movement, that it's not serious. The other thing is she's done so much. I talked about this the other day. I said when she was in a law professor at Notre Dame, she helped this blind girl. She changed the way this blind girl learned. And this girl went on to become, like, to work for one of the better, you know, I think she's the first one to clerk for a Supreme Court justice who was blind or something like that. It was a really big deal. And Barrett said, it's not your problem anymore, it's my problem. How are you going to go after her? It's tough to do. She's a good quality woman, God-fearing, married, adopted black kids. I mean, attack her, please. Please attack her. Please attack her, you racist, you misogynist. You know, there's everything that you, if you attack Amy Barrett, Coney Barrett, you are attacking everything that they claim to want to support. They can't do it. And this is why I say they got to be careful with her. And as I mentioned, she's bright. She's smart. So, you know, Donald Trump put them in one of the roughest places you could put a lefty. And he dares him. He says, go after her. I dare you. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jobless claims on the rise, with about 898,000 filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. That's about 70,000 more than analysts had predicted. Republican senators on the Senate Judiciary Committee say they will vote on Tuesday to subpoena Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey after censoring stories from the New York Post about Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden.
A lot of information, the Steele dossier, was all over the place. They never blocked that. All the allegations about Russian collusion and Trump and every other idea that Trump may have done something bad, nobody blocked that. So what we're going to do is we're going to finally have an accounting that's long overdue.
Chairman of that committee, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump's top negotiator and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plan to regroup on Thursday for talks on a new stimulus package as President Trump continues to push for a deal before the November 3rd election. Forced to negotiate a comprehensive package because Pelosi refuses to deal with issues in standalone bills, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said Wednesday night the administration's top priority is unlocking approximately $300 billion approved in the initial large stimulus package. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden won't debate, but they'll still be competing tonight. NBC's Today Show, Savannah Guthrie saying,
the president and Joe Biden were supposed to face off in their second debate, a town hall debate, but the debate commission decided to switch it to a virtual event because of COVID concerns. At that point, the president said he would not take part in a virtual debate. Joe Biden decided to schedule a town hall on another network, and now the president is doing the same.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
More is coming. I keep saying this, folks. More is coming. You think the October surprises are over? You better think again. They are not over. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Democrats, are, first of all, they're scared to death. They're not out of the woods. They know this. They've got a flawed candidate, a flawed running mate. They have no message, nothing. They've got Donald Trump who is in full stride, man. You want to talk about built for this? He's built for it, custom designed. And now he's dropping nukes all over the Democrats, the nukes that will eventually kill even the most radiation-hardened Democrat cockroaches and swamp rats. They are dead men walking, and they know it. That's what it troubles them. They know it. President Trump began dropping bombs last week. He stopped negotiating with Nancy Pelosi on stimulus for Wu Flu. I'm going to get into this Wu Flu because there's some issues there. But he stopped dropping bombs on, I mean, stopped negotiating that. He's still got a lot more bombs left. And in doing so, when he stopped this negotiation, he explained to the world that he would look into it after re-election. The most confident thing he said so far, I'll look into this after I'm re-elected. This is a bold statement akin to Barack Obama saying to Medvedev, you know, that, well, you know, well, I'll have flexibility after the election. And Trump is saying, I'm going to have some flexibility after the election. I'm going to look like a contortionist. I'm going to look like I got a job at Cirque du Soleil when I'm finished being flexible. So he started flexing early. Because what he did after he stopped negotiations with Pelosi is what sent shockwaves through D.C. And I'm just reading between the lines here, folks. I don't know what's going on inside, because I haven't checked with the campaign. I've been busy. Life goes on, as they say. But the president authorized the release of all formerly classified materials related to Russian collusion. Democrats begged for it. We want transparency. And he gave it to them. And people are sifting through all that stuff right now. So now that BS narrative around Russian collusion, if you're a smart person, even if you're not that smart, which is the typical Democrat voter, here's what you'd be saying. Well, why is he? I thought they didn't want the stuff to get out. Here's Trump releasing it all. He said you can have it all unclassified. And I'll give you Hillary's emails. They're unclassified. Give them to the American public. They paid for them. It's their tax dollars. So he's giving you the ability to connect the dots. even if you don't do it, you at least as a citizen go, well, that doesn't sound like somebody who's hiding stuff. That doesn't sound like what a liar would do. Give them all access. It's like your wife going, let me see your cell phone, and you're all hesitant. I don't know. You hand it to her. One of my buddies, I was at lunch with him, and he said, we were talking about doing something, and I couldn't find it. I was looking on my phone to find it. And he goes, here, just give me your phone. I'll find it. And I handed him my phone, and he says to me, wow. He goes, there's a guy that's got a good conscience. Because, you know, people don't just hand you their phone. Because they, don't go into photos. You know, there's concern. I was like, here, take a look. I'm not worried about what's going to pop up. So anyway, the next thing that the president did was his director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, released documents proving that Hillary Clinton was 100% behind the Russian collusion scam. And in that document dump, we learn how former CIA director, crooked to the day is long, hates Donald Trump, hates America, John, I am now a Muslim Brennan, he got a get out of jail free card from U.S. Attorney John Durham. Why? Because his signature was on there, note, handwritten note saying, Hillary Clinton is the reason why we're looking into this. So Ratcliffe sent this treasure trove of information over to John Durham. And you would think that's enough, right? Because let me tell you this, it would be enough to get rid of any Republican. What we could stop here and it would be over. And God forbid Donald Trump were as demented as Joe Biden. We don't even need this. It would be done. But Trump's got more ammo in his arsenal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo actually did release Hillary Clinton's doctor emails. I don't know what's going to happen now, but what a week, conservatives. Even the fake news media now has to busy itself shifting through mounds of declassified documents, and they're going to be forced to do it. They got to begin the horrible task of informing their patrons, the people that buy into leftism, that leftism sucks and then you die. Because now, when the truth starts coming out, and I warned Holly weirdos and other entertainers and other leftists that want to believe that baby black Jesus Barack Obama was cleaner than the preacher's sheets and Donald Trump is a racist, they're going to start finding out the truth. Many of them already have, which is why, anybody want to repeat my prediction, Donald Trump will get the most popular vote of any president in history. He will beat Barack Obama's 68 million votes in the popular vote. He will destroy it. And he doesn't need to cheat to do it. There are people that are really mad. They're mad in all these major cities. White folks who used to give the benefit of the doubt to the situation of the black community no longer give a crap. Because they're going, you know what? We've tried to work with you. We've believed in your Black Lives Matter crap. And all you people want to do is complain and destroy stuff. And you know what? We're done. We can't say it verbally. We can't come out and tell you to your face. But you know what we can tell you? We can tell you in that poll box, in that voter's booth. We will tell you there. Now, you can dismiss me and say, Kevin, what do you know about white folks? Well, I know a lot. I know a lot about human nature. And I know what I would be doing if I were a white guy. I'd be saying, all right. I can't say it because of my job. I can't say it because, you know, somebody in the woke generation is going to say something. But I tell you where I will say it. I'm going to say it in that batter's box. I'll say it there, too. I'm about to knock a home run over there. Yeah, no, I was saying it in that voter's booth. Absolutely will. That's the angst of America. And people can, y'all can dismiss me, but I'm going to tell you, as an observant person who's got a very logical base, who goes out amongst the people, I'm telling you what I'm feeling. And I felt this in 2016 with black folks when people told me, oh, Hillary Clinton and the black folks. And I was like, the black people do not like Hillary Clinton. They don't see her as some savior and whatever. I didn't believe it. And they did not show up for her. Trump got 8% of the black vote. But Hillary didn't get enough of it. They needed to come out and vote en masse. If you think it's worse, let me tell you, if Donald Trump
unquestionably, I would bet the farm on this will get at least double, probably triple, and quite frankly, I think it's more, but he's going to get at least double the black vote, and it'll be an energized vote. They're going to come out and vote for this guy. And let me put it a different way. The blacks who support Trump are going to vote in crazy numbers, more so than the blacks who won't support him. In other words, those blacks aren't going to go out and support Biden. You know, they're going to be like, man, shoot, I ain't got time for that clown. But the ones who support Trump are going to come out in ways that you can't even imagine. So there's more October surprises coming. And there's a November surprise coming, too. But that's a whole other deal. So people were shocked at the developments that I was talking about, that I just mentioned with the DNI, Ratcliffe sending stuff over to Durham, etc. And some people are holding out for more. And I say to the holdouts, you're not going to be disappointed, folks. But Democrats, you better find something to hold on to. Because I'm telling you, Trump's just getting started. These latest revelations are shockers. And as I said earlier, they should be enough for people to go, oh my gosh. But I'm going to tell you, there's more coming. Yeah. Over the next couple of weeks, I think there's going to be things that we learn about stuff that's going to make this other stuff look like Boy Scouts. Richard Grenell has already alluded to it. He warned these agencies in the Department of Justice. He says, stop stonewalling. I think that day has come. I think the stonewalling is about to end. So what's next? I can't tell you what's next. Who knows? That's the fun part. Watching Trump torment the left as he drops hints here and there. Here's what I will tell you. Listen for the hints. Now, some of them based on a debate I got, which was Trump saying, we got you. We caught you. And I think here's what I would tell you to look for. Anybody think that a crackhead like Hunter Biden covered all his tracks? See, let me just explain something to you white folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Crackheads are not reliable as a rule. And the apple, in this case, didn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to making moronic decisions. So is Hunter Biden reliable in sticking to his story? Now, we've already confirmed that the Ukraine is processing, that they looked at the Biden family and said they're crooked. What else are we going to learn? Exactly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Now, all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hey guys, if you are on YouTube and you happen to go across my channel, please subscribe. We've got a trick up our sleeve that we're going to try to do on YouTube, and I want hopefully everybody to join up and get us going there. They killed my channel about 4 years ago for no reason. They apologized for it, but they didn't give it back. And so we're having to rebuild, and I'm putting videos up every single day that we're going to put something up. But let me tell you, there's going to be some really interesting things that get put up. And beyond my talking, we're going to post some things that are going to blow your mind. So And that'll, I'm going to tell you right now, it will become a subscription service because you're going to want to be a part of it. But if you'll do that, then it'll help us out a lot, and we'll get the word spread. And if you like the show, you're going to love the TV version of what we do on radio. Now, I talked before, and I mentioned these October surprises, and I told you guys, now, the one we're going to talk about now is not one generated by the Trump team, but it was still another nuke that got dropped on the Biden campaign and on the Democrats, because it tells us what we already know. And it was reported by the New York Post, Hunter Biden indeed leveraged his father. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you would have to have some strong conviction, both as a parent and a child, to be in Joe Biden's position with his son Hunter and not want to help him in some way. Now, I will tell you, I would never take the nation's business and put my crackhead son into something that was going to bring dishonor, if you will, to the family. I just wouldn't do it. I'd talk to one of my friends and I'd say, hey, look, my son's got a drug problem. He's working through it. I'm coming to you because I know we're friends, and, you know, we're closer than friends, and we can all work this together. You know what I'm saying? We can all communicate together. You know what we're trying to do here. You may want to help my son, whatever. I would do that. Absolutely. I go to companies that, you know, were privately held, where it's, you know, the guy has the stock, he owns it, you know, nothing publicly held. I wouldn't go to General Motors or whatever. I'd go to my friend's company, you know, small deal, and he can make all the decisions, and he's willing to take the heat. And I would tell people, yes, I absolutely did. I called in a favor of a friend of mine. I said, are you, you know, we've known each other for years. Are you willing to help my son? He's getting through a drug issue and all that. Everybody deserves another chance. No problem. If Joe Biden wants to use that defense for Hunter, congratulations, I accept. But you know what I don't accept? I don't accept when you leverage the American taxpayers' money, you go to Ukraine and you say, you stop this investigation of my son, or I'm not going to give you this $1 billion. You're going to continue to let my son fleece this, your country, do illegal deals that nobody else could do in America. That is unacceptable to me, and that is exactly what's happened. I don't need these stupid memos and emails from Hunter Biden to know this happened. That's like, hey, Kevin, do you want to look at Hillary Clinton's emails? To learn what? To learn what I already know? I mean, is it interesting to get it validated and say, oh, see, I told you she wasn't just doing yoga and planning Chelsea's wedding. I told you Bill Clinton didn't just talk to Loretta Lynch on the tarmac in Arizona about grandchildren and golf. I knew that. I told you that Barack Obama really did have scandals in his administration, and whether it's Benghazi or Fast and Furious or Iran Gate or, you know, whatever. The Barack Obama was involved. What, you think we don't know? What do you think I need to validate? It's insane. We already know. But we get this story in a lengthy memo to then business partner Devin Archer, who already sat on the Burisma board. Biden repeatedly mentioned my guy while apparently referring to then Vice President Joe Biden. Under President Obama, the elder Biden was the point person for U.S. policy towards Ukraine, held a press conference where, with then Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk. And anyway, Hunter Biden's email to Archer dated a little more than a week earlier than his dad was going to go to Ukraine, and that's where Hunter is referring to his father as my guy. The announcement of my guy's upcoming travels should be characterized as part of our advice and thinking. But what he will say and do is out of our hands. So he's saying, we need to use my dad's visit in a way to leverage our deal. So he says, in other words, it could be a really good thing, or it could end up creating too great of an expectation. We need to temper expectations regarding that visit. So he's saying, you know, I don't know what my dad's going to say yet, so let's temper expectations. But what gets me And they talk more about it because in this particular article, and it's all over the place. He says one thing, this contract should begin now, not after the upcoming visit of my guy. That should include a retainer in the range of $25K per month with additional fees where appropriate, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes on to say, this could be the break we've been waiting for. And it's from Robert Hunter Biden. That's Hunter's given name, Robert. And all these documents were found on a laptop, that were recovered from a Mac Pro laptop that a Delaware computer shop owner told the Post was bought in for repair in April 2019 and never picked up. Now, I'll tell you this. I said to many people, if you think Hunter Biden, a crackhead who gets dishonorably discharged from the Navy and covered up by his dad, who flunks out of rehab, who marries his dead brother's widow and then has an affair on her with a stripper, if you think a guy like that covers his bases well, let me tell you, it isn't going to happen. And I said, Hunter has made plenty of mistakes. He didn't leave breadcrumbs. He left doo-doo droppings. And they're easy to follow. And this is one of them. So this wasn't an October surprise by the Trump administration. This is an October surprise by crackhead Biden, Hunter, who said, oh, shoot, Dad, I forgot about that PC. Oh. And you can bet the Democrats are now going, what the heck? Oh, my gosh. Now, my guy, he doesn't say Joe Biden. I want to be clear. He doesn't say Joe Biden. But if you look at the timeline, who do you think his guy is? Has he got another guy? Has he got a mouse in his pocket? Who do you think went to Ukraine and did his bidding for him? He was leveraging his VP dad for this deal. Let me put it a different way. His dad's not a VP. Hunter Biden doesn't get this deal. He doesn't get the retainer. He doesn't get anything. He doesn't fly around the world on Air Force Two. He gets nothing. He's a crackhead, probably, you know, doing dope in a dope house on Crenshaw in L.A. or somewhere. They got him in Delaware? That is where he'd be. Went on to say this, and I already talked about they wanted the $25K. They said Hunter Biden was reportedly paid as much as $50,000 a month by Burisma before his lawyer said he stepped off the board in April of 2019. By the way, that's when he took his laptop in for repair. They said that move came amid increasing scrutiny about potential conflicts of interest. Potential? So here's the thing. I'm going to leave you guys to analyze whatever you want on this. There are smarter people than I that can parse the emails and look at timelines and do that. They're investigative reporter types. That's not me. What I am is I'm a realist and a pragmatist. And I say this. You want to help your son domestically, get a friend to help him out? Fine. You start bringing in the United States government and you happen to be doing stuff in Ukraine as the dad and your son follows in Ukraine. Let me ask you this question, folks. How many trips do you think Hunter Biden took to Ukraine prior to his father getting that role? Because I'm going to tell you, I don't have to look it up. I don't need researchers. Exactly zero. That's what he had. He had no relationships at all until his father took over work in Ukraine. That's how I evaluate stuff. And there's another part of this story that I think is rather interesting. Surprised me the most because he pulls a Clinton. The email to Archer, they say, contained 22 bullet points and bore the subject line TMRW tomorrow. And number 22, Biden told Archer, buy a cell phone from a 7-Eleven or CVS tomorrow, and I'll do the same. So he's asking his partner to purchase burner phones. He says, buy a burner phone, and I'll do the same. Now, again, I don't know what he did with them. I don't know if you can trace it. I don't know any of the stuff that may come from this. But here's what I know. If you're buying a burner phone, you're up to no good. And that's what Hunter Biden did.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.